Chicago Blackhawks are ready to work tonight as they renew a long-standing rivalry with a team they used to tangle with from all the way back in their Norris Division days. The dislike has never gone away. Hawks and Blues, same as it ever was. John Weideman along with Kaylee Chelios here at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. Somebody gave me a cold, Kaylee, and I'd sure like to find who they are and give it back to them. Right now, this is, in my opinion, an opportunity for the Blackhawks to seize on the fact that their opponent tonight, the St. Louis Blues, are not a good home team.
You know, they know that against a team like the Blackhawks, who are last in the NHL, this is a very valuable 2 points to try to make up for.
Buchnevich beside the right circle, moves it out to the right point. Robert Bortuzzo fires, turned away by Stalock, and a follow-up shot by Shen is gobbled up by Stalock with a tremendous save early on. We're 1:48 into the hockey game and no score.
A couple incredible saves already to start this first period. Shen gets a nice shot off, and Stalock denies him with the right pad.
Jack Johnson tried to get the puck out behind the net. It ends up deflecting in front. Josh Levo is there, shoots and scores. Johnson from beside the Hawk net was looking to work that puck in behind the net and bank it over to the far corner. But one of the Blues got a stick in there and deflects it in front of the Hawk net. Alex Stalock had very little chance. It's 1-0 in favor of St. Louis.
Yeah, that puck actually hits off the official's skate is what happens. Johnson tries to fling it around the boards. It goes off the official's skate, lands right in front of the Blackhawks net, and Jones is on the other side. He's looking for the D-to-D pass, so he's not in front. And two very opportunistic Blues players, including Josh Levo, come up with the loose change in front. Alex Stalock, a 2-on-0, completely defenseless.
Here's Kane now, moving top of the left circle and fires. He scores! That was a seeing eye shot all the way for Patrick Kane, his sixth goal on the season. There was a great screen in front of Jordan Binnington. The Hawks have tied the game on a power play.
That was some really great puck movement by the Blackhawks, getting the Blues a little bit out of their structure, and Kane plays that patient game, puts it between the legs of Nico Mikula and in the back of the net.
Here's Jason Dickinson, who loose puck at center ice, carries over the Blues, down the right wing and fires. Kick save made by Binnington.
I think the aggressiveness was the biggest difference I noticed in the first period compared to Carolina. The puck pursuit, you mentioned taking advantage of some of the Blues' mistakes, and you know they did that. Patrick Kane did on the power play, but even the shift before that, the extended shift in the offensive zone, Kurashev just moving his legs, draws the penalties, so a lot of good things. And when they needed good goaltending, Alex Stalock was right there.
Kane with a puck in the right wing corner with 16 seconds. Lost it to Falk. He'll move it up the left wing side, and the puck is shot down into the Hawks. Empty net by Brandon Saad. They score. And with 10 seconds left in the hockey game, Brandon Saad has put it away. 3-1 St. Louis.